They came from 28 countries around the world.
Yes, I'm a United States citizen.
In all, 60 people were sworn in as new U.S. citizens in the federal courthouse in downtown Buffalo. Because of security policy, we were not allowed to bring our equipment into the courtroom. But as part of the ceremony, Milind Kadlekar, a native of India, had the privilege of leading the courtroom in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I was really felt honored and, looking towards the flag and taking the pledge. So even initially when they asked, will you be the volunteer to take this pledge? And I was felt really great. And I said,
Kadlekar, who is employed by a global bank, has been living in Buffalo for more than 10 years. His family decided it was time to become citizens. Miguel Rodriguez was 7 years old when he and his family moved from Brazil. He admits his American dream as a child was a bit odd.
I always looked forward to like dumb things that American prosperity kind of looked like to me. So things like having braces or wearing a cast with a broken eye, which it doesn't make any sense now. But for some reason, those were like signs of prosperity for me compared to what I kind of saw back home in Brazil.
Others who became citizens came from more tragic backgrounds as refugees escaping violence or political oppression. The naturalization ceremony coincides with Citizenship Day, which was signed into law back in 1952 by then-President Harry Truman. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.